Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
The word of the Lord. So you know what today is, Jennifer?
Scripture memory day.
It's Sunday. Yeah, we're doing a scripture memory verse that'll help you with your evangelism.
Okay.
And so we've kind of been following this God, man, Jesus response kind of thing. We're not to Jesus or response, but we're kind of in man now. And we've been looking at God, how he's worthy to be worshiped, how the heavens declare him, how he's above all things. But now we're kind of moving into man. And when we think about the glory of God, we have to consider that we have fallen short of that glory. And this is a very concise statement on what I would talk about. It's the positioning between God and man, the positioning of man in light of God.
Right.
So what are your thoughts on the passage?
I guess, I don't know, when I talk to people about it, I have found that people don't always see the distance between themselves and God.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are very aware of it. But a lot of people, and I think it's because they have a wrong idea about who God is. And to just press into this, you know, a right view of God and his just always outward facing goodness toward the world, not even just, you know, his children and those who believe in him, but every person on this planet enjoys the goodness of God and his love, partly what you said through creation. But I know I read this guy, I think it's Jeremiah Burroughs, this old Puritan talking about Christian contentment. And there was a statement in that book that stuck with me, that every good gift that you experience is bought and paid for by the blood of Christ. So even people who are, you know, very much like, I don't really care about going to heaven, I'm going to, you know, party in hell kind of idea, not realizing that every good thing they experience, you know, their family, the fact that they can party and enjoy each other and enjoy the fruit or the fruit of creation, you know, that's because of who God is. And he does that even if they don't believe in him. And when I think about that level, that kind of glory, that kind of goodness that pours out of God towards all of us, but then especially on the cross, when he put sent Christ to the cross, when he died for our sins. And I think his idea about man, for me, was to live out that glory, to point people through the way I live to that kind of goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, I realize how far I fall short.
Yeah, because, the question becomes how good, what does holiness mean? What does, you know, the goodness or the perfection of God really mean? And until you really start to meditate on that, I think most of us kind of see ourselves as good.
Yes. I hear that all the time. I'm a good person.
Right. I'm a good person. I've done good things. Yeah. And so I think, how do you reveal what's true of your heart? The passage that I always like to think about, you know, Hebrews 4, talking about the word of the Lord, but then it says that God judges the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
Mm.
Like all the thoughts that you've had, Jennifer,
mm-hmm.
all the intentions that you've ever had, if all that was known, if all that was suddenly known, right?
Right.
Then would you be willing to say, I am good, right? And I've never met anybody that takes that bet, right?
That's right.
Nobody thinks, okay, I could, you know, my thoughts and intentions could be judged before God's holiness. And you know, even just our little holiness is short of God and cannot mix with God. You know, and when a lot of times when I share the gospel with kids, I'll say, you know, look, if I had a gallon of fresh spring water, okay, gallon of beautiful fresh spring water, and I just took an ounce of urine and poured it into it, and I'll say pee, you know, an ounce of pee and poured it into it, would any of y'all drink it? And they'd be like, you know, no, gross, yuck. And I'd be like, no, it's just an ounce. It's just a little bit of urine. It's just a little bit of pee, and it's a whole gallon of fresh spring water.
Yeah.
But that's, they get it. They get the point. They get what impurity does to purity.
That's right.
And because God is so pure, any impurity, littlest impurity, cannot mix with him. It cannot be tolerated by him. And so obviously we fall short of God and we're in great need of some savior.
I know. It reminds me of that. I think it was A.W. Tozier who talked about the holiness of God and said, this is a very loose paraphrase, but don't you want there to be that perfection in the world somewhere in this universe? Like, you don't want it to be tainted. You
we all kind of know that that's out there somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
You want to know the perfect parent, the perfect friend, just the beauty of having the fact that God exists and that he is holy in this world. And he's the
but
only
we've
thing.
All fallen short.
All of us.
For all have sinned. For all of us have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. And are in need of some sort of advocate, some sort of a redeemer, some sort of savior. And of course, we believe that we have that savior in Jesus the Lord.
Amen.
So let's look to him. For Jennifer McClish, I'm Jason Dees. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Our Daily Rhythm. I'm Jason Dees, one of the pastors of Christ Covenant, and Our Daily Rhythm is a ministry of our church designed to help you more faithfully and effectively meditate on God's Word. If you ever have a question for us about one of our Bible readings or one of your own Bible readings, please don't hesitate to text us at 404-465-1737. Again, that's 404-465-1737, or email me directly at jason@christcovenant.com. We'll meet you again tomorrow for Our Daily Rhythm.